Hello, Grace. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. Thanks for taking the call. Now, listen, you're doing a fundraising concert in St. Peter's Church in Philsborough on the 14th, Saturday the 14th of September at 7:30 p.m. And it's called A Celebration of Music and Song, and you are a soprano.
Yes.
And it's a fundraising concert. What is the fundraiser for, Grace?
Well, basically, I'm starting my master's in opera performance next month at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff in Wales. So basically the money that I'm raising from the fundraiser is going towards my master's, because it's about 20 grand, you know, for the 2 years. So that's basically it, to help.
So you're going, you're going to be moving to Wales to do this, are you?
Yes, for 2 years.
Two years. And it's costing around €20,000 is that for the first year or both years?
For both years. So the fundraising really will go towards the 2 years, and whatever I get, obviously, you know, it's a big joint celebration of Vivsborough, and all my friends are doing it. And you know, it's a big concert for us all, but it will help, yeah, towards the Masters of Opera.
Okay.
So it'll be a great night.
Yeah, besides yourself, doing the singing, who else, what else can people expect from the concert?
Well, we have a lot of instrumental performances and obviously vocal as well. I have Sean Boylan, baritone, Sean Kennedy, tenor, Margaret Bridge, an opera theatre company young artist. I have Tommy Moore from the Tommy Moore Band. He's coming in to do a number. Damien Kelly, Derek Moylan, Aileen Cahill and Charlotte. So there's a violin, there's clarinet, Paddy as well. There's quite a lot of different kind of ensembles and solo performances. And then obviously we have some favourite operatic numbers as well we're going to pub in. So it's a good hour and a half of classical music and some contemporary as well.
Yeah.
Just to please everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what is the charge into the concert?
It's €10 per person. So if you know anybody out there who wants to come for a concert that evening, definitely €10, and it'll be very, very good classical. Good, exciting fun for us all.
Great stuff. Listen, how much do you hope to raise on that particular night, and how far into the fundraising are you at the moment? I mean, are you on the way towards raising the 20,000, or are you at the beginning of it, or what?
I'm nearly there. Literally, if I could sell about 300 seats, I'd be delighted. You know, because it is a big church.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can sell that. I'm nearly there, nearly there. I've had some very good sponsors and very good people from the Arts Council so far, and other organisations, and I'm very grateful for that. But this is just kind of icing on the cake to finish off the rest of the funding. So please, God, you know, I will get the numbers for the night.
Yeah, okay. Has it been a big undertaking for you, Grace, to raise the money?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I'm so determined to do it. I'm so kind of... I'm excited about it. It is tough. I mean, nothing's going to happen easy. You know, you have to put in the effort, you know.
Yeah.
So I know that. But it will pay off. It will pay off in the end, you know.
Yeah. So, and then when you achieve your master's, what's in store for you then?
I'd say my next, definitely I would like to go into an opera studio, more paid work. It's more contract work, somewhere maybe in Germany, or I'll stay and go to London. So that's definitely on the cards, a year contract, and that's more employment. And it's much better that way. You know, you get in and you get in with contacts, and you have a lot more performance-based things to do. So that's definitely on the cards, an opera studio.
Yeah.
But it's all training and progress. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes a while, like any apprentice as such. Is like an apprenticeship.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, Grace, a lot of performing artists in Ireland, they struggle a little bit to try and fill venues and so forth because of the way Ireland's in a recession, so to speak. But if, in your case, you get to eventually go to work on the continent, would it be a lot easier for you in that setting as opposed to trying to find the work here?
It's hard to know. I mean, you're self-employed essentially as an artist unless you get an agent. So, I mean, you really are continuously working on your voice and to get concerts. But I think in Ireland we have a great tradition and the arts is coming on very well. But I think with the recession, it has affected a lot of support financially, you know, in Ireland, you know. But I don't know. I think it really depends on your stage and where you're at. But I would like to think I will get work in the continent. I mean, obviously, Ireland's my home, and I will come back eventually, of course, and share what I've learned with younger singing generations. I mean, that is my goal, but at the moment, I think I'll stay in Europe for a while and see what happens and take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, listen, Grace, keep the voice toned and clear and ready for the concert.
I will.
And
I will.
You can't do too many of these interviews, otherwise your vocal cords will be affected and the performance will be affected on the night. But listen, I wish you all the best, and I really hope you do fill those 300 seats on the night.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you for the interview.
You're more than welcome, Grace. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.